This is a summary of Guerrilla Learning by bestbookbriefings.com. How to Give Kids a Real Education with or without school by Grace Llewellyn. The word guerrilla is a metaphor derived from the term guerrilla groups in the military. It draws an image of loosely organized, flexible, passionate, responsible group of kids educating themselves beneath the radar of regular schooling system. Guerrilla learning approach means that young learners are responsible for their own learning and need to set achievable, clear goals. And for parents, it means supporting your kid in doing so, even if that equates giving your kid a kind of freedom that might seem risky. Guerrilla learning is centered around five keys: opportunity, timing, interest, freedom, and support. Parents need to actively provide opportunity and support from their side while leaving the freedom of choice, timing, and interest to the learner to bring to the table. Key number one, opportunity is about exposure, exploration, discovering, and experimenting. A good and well-equipped school is regarded by many as an educational opportunity. However, attitude, self-efficacy, personal power, and familiarity with one's environment are fundamental qualities that kids need in order to enjoy and make use of the learning opportunities provided by these schools. Following is a list divided by subject area that includes potential learning opportunities for your kids. Dialogue speaking is among primary inputs your kids receive from you as parents since they were babies. This part will help you teach your kids active listening and thoughtful strategies to engage in a fruitful dialogue. Among best ways to do this is to model it, listen carefully to your kid, and respond thoughtfully. Actually listening, not just pretending to listen, to your kid is fundamental to their cognitive and emotional development and will give you the opportunity to genuinely respond to them. Books and literature literacy is the one underlying opportunity you can provide your kids that no amount of good schooling will replace and no amount of poor schooling will diminish. Literacy begins long before kids start actually reading, when you provide the kids with storybooks or when you read to them their bedtime stories. This is, in fact, is the first stage in learning to read, known as emergent literacy. Writing is a technology that humans invented in order to tell stories of their daily lives, document major incidents, and immortalize their memories. Hence, we need a reason to write, and so do kids. Also, people write well when they read good writing and try to imitate it, not only by learning grammar and sentence structure. Reading and writing are closely intertwined. Arts is a medium for nurturing creativity, self-expression, and exploration. Allow your kids to explore different forms of art such as painting, dancing, and acting by taking them to museums, galleries, theater, and concerts, etc. Also, you can make different art tools accessible at home, a simple musical instruments, watercolors, props, etc. Math and logic learning. Math and logic needs to be contextualized and relevant to the kid's natural environment. Let your kids help with making grocery shopping list and involve them in purchasing decisions according to pricings and market offers. You can also ask them to plan a budget for their clothing every season. Also, give them some money to invest and help them devise an investment plan. Science and nature. Expose your kids to nature whenever possible and encourage them to explore while doing no harm to other creatures. Also, purchase inexpensive encyclopedias and photography books about insects, flowers, birds, animals, etc., so that kids will have a reference to look up things they observed and explored. Key number two, timing. There is no standard timing for children to demonstrate particular cognitive, psychological, or physical skills. Parents need to provide different stimulus for the brains of their kids to nurture and grow, but not to push them into learning or acquiring a certain skill they are not ready for. Some schools stigmatize what they brand as slow learners or achievers by placing them in separate classes. And our duty as parents is to soothe and reassure our kids that there is nothing wrong with them and that they can take the time they need. As for early bloomer, the key is to provide more stimulation in case they are not receiving enough at school. In other words, don't hold them back when they want to move forward. Also, sometimes shy kids, in case they know something their peers don't know, they tend to hide it out of guilt. As parents, we need to be aware of this. These kids have the right to hear the phrase good for you instead of feeling guilty. Key number three, interest. Children develop interests by getting exposed to wide arrays of experiences and learning opportunities. Normally in schools, kids are forced to learn about certain topics and subjects that might not be of interest to them. Hence, parents need to allow kids to freely explore their interests at home. Believe that your kid is unique and that he doesn't need to be a copycat of someone else. Pay attention to your kid's interests and encourage them to pursue them. And in case they lose interest, reassure them that it is okay to do so. Understand why they stopped pursuing it. Was it because they lost interest, or was it presented in a way that was crippling, and so they felt they could not do it? If your kid continuously gets interested in an area then dumps it, you need to discuss it with him. There is a fine line between losing interest and having a pattern of not wanting to commit to the obligations of something they freely choose. Identify your feelings towards your kid's interests, understand your biases, and accept that your kid likes something different. Show genuine interest and enthusiasm towards your kid's interest. Key number 4, freedom. The freedom we're addressing here is the freedom to choose and commit. Commitment, of course, comes with certain obligations, and it is our duty as guerrilla parents to guide our kids into understanding the possibilities and the consequences of their own choices. Also, freedom doesn't mean lack of discipline or guidance. We as parents have the knowledge that would prepare us to lovingly allow our kids to exercise their competencies and power while guiding them into developing self-discipline. Let your kid experience the real consequences, but not very harsh ones, of failing to keep their promises or for wasting money, for example. All this while exhibiting genuine unconditional love and reassuring them that you accept them no matter what they did. Key number 5, support. Support is a critical principle of guerrilla learning that could prevent parents from neglecting their kids in the name of freedom. At a certain age, kids need to exercise autonomy. However, they would still want their caregivers to watch out for them, support them, and be there when things get complicated. The following are the guiding 5 principles of support provision. 1. Take care of yourself. Don't confuse allocating time and effort to attend to your kids' needs and wants with constantly sacrificing your needs for theirs. 2. Make sure the goals are theirs, not yours. Support them to achieve their freely chosen goals, rather than pushing them to pursue a goal that wasn't theirs in the first place. 3. Keep checking out how much support do they need and want. For example, today, your kid might turn down your offer to help them, but maybe the next day they feel frustrated and confused about the same thing, and their pride wouldn't let them
seek help.
Offering to help again without embarrassing them is a good call. 4. Help your kids identify their strengths and weaknesses. Help them realize that no one can master everything at the same time. Introduce multiple intelligence concepts. Help them identify their learning style, their strengths, and their weaknesses. 5. Ask for help if you need it. Well-being comes first. So as a parent, if you long for help, never hesitate to seek it. What can we do with high-stakes exams? High-stakes testing is an assessment model that has long been utilized throughout different grade levels. However, in the past 20 years, different models of assessment have emerged. These models can provide indications of the student's learning progress, one of which is known as the KWL assessment chart, a chart that demonstrates what the learner already knows, what they want to know, and what they learn. Many schools are currently considering these alternative modes of assessment. However, in the meantime, here are some testing strategies you can do with your kids. 1. Help your children develop techniques to address their tests-related stress. Advise them to work out, eat well, get quality sleep, and maybe learn some grounding and breathing techniques. 2. Share with your kids some study techniques and tricks that might help them be better test taker. 3. Don't let panicking over academic achievement ruin your child's or family life. Alternatives to traditional schooling. There are a number of schooling systems that are compatible with guerrilla learning principles, among which are Waldorf education, Montessori, and democratic/free schools. Waldorf schools, designed by Austrian philosopher Rudolf Steiner. Waldorf education focuses on movement, arts, and music, as well as the gradual introduction of academia into the learners' lives. The teacher/student bond is honored and nurtured. Teachers are given autonomy. And usually, a teacher stays with one class until high school. Montessori. It provides structured setting for learning where kids are encouraged to learn through direct interaction with special materials, and it is usually unmediated. Disciplining in this approach is simply the teacher redirecting an off-task learner to a new task. Montessori is predominantly applied to preschools. However, more and more elementary and middle schools are adopting this approach. Democratic/free schools. In these schools, children are free to do whatever they want as long as they don't hurt anyone or damage school property. Decision-making is shared. Curriculum is co-developed by teachers and students, and in some schools, parental participation is encouraged. In conclusion, guerrilla learning explains what's wrong with our schooling system. It talks about learning and coping with the stresses of traditional education. But more importantly, it talks about kids, how they love to do things, and what they love to learn. Only by understanding our children and respecting their uniqueness will we be able to raise them into independent adults and to prepare them to face the outside world. Whether you prefer to read or listen, we have something for you. Visit bestbookbriefings.com now for more summaries.